morning, everyone. I'm so excited to be here with you all. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Coffee with Rhonda. I am super excited as we continue to show and we just continue to get a little bit better each and every week. I'm so happy to be here with my wonderful co-host. So let's go ahead and get started. But before we do, a couple of things I want from you all is I want you to say hello. Tell us where you're watching from. Be sure to watch from the Coffee with Rhonda page, or you can always go to coffeewithrhonda.com. That way we can see your comments and include them in the conversation. So we will do our introductions. And as we do, we are going to be sure that we share with you what's in our cup. And I've got a special little cup here that I picked up while I was here. So my name is Ron Williams. I am your host for the show. I'm known as Dream Life Coach. I'm coming to you live from Cabo San Lucas, Mexico, where I have been on an extended date with myself.
For you.
I know, short and sweet background about me. You know, I'm a registered nurse by background, former hospital executive as the chief nursing officer, hospital CEO, three-time author, founder of Dream Life Leadership Academy, and the Dream Life by Design Mastermind Group, which we have our next mastermind session coming up. So all you masterminders out there, be sure that you get it locked in and tuned in to our mastermind session here coming up next. So I'm super excited. And what's in my cup? So first of all, let me tell you about my cute little special cup I found. It says, be awesome today and every day.
Whoa. And
I love this cup and I picked it up here in Los Cabos and I have 100% Mexican grown coffee in my cup with some hazelnut creamer. So I'm super excited. That's my morning. Marie, I'll talk to you.
It's setting the tone.
Mm-hmm. All right, Marie, I'll toss it out to you.
Oh, yeah. Good morning, America, and good evening, Australia. My name is Marie. I'm based in Perth, Australia. I'm a serial entrepreneur with a background in engineering. I'm the founder of Marie Tulekima Global Leadership Organization and MT Energy Resources. And I spend my time empowering people and organizations to help them to step into their greatness wherever it is required and really become the best that they can be. So I'm really, really happy to be back here, especially talking about a subject that is really, really important in entrepreneurship failure. So welcome to everybody.
Absolutely. Thank you. And yes, their greatness is always required, right? Especially in those tough situations, you got to dig deep and find the greatness within you. So
exactly.
Wonderful. All right. So what's in your cup? Marie?
My cup today is just water because
water.
I'm going to, after this show, I'm going to be, you know, I'm going to bed, so I can't drink coffee, I can't drink tea, I brought water. This is what I'm drinking today.
Awesome. All right. That makes perfect sense to me, especially since it's bedtime. All right. Miss Ron.
Yes. I think Rhonda's cup is big enough for all of us. Did you see how big that cup is?
It is a pretty big cup.
I think it's a soup bowl with a handle. That's what it looks like. But I'm Roz Jones. I'm the CEO and owner of Jacksonville's Best Caregivers. Well, we specialize in four levels of care for your loved one when you need in-home care, sitter, homemaker, and companion, home health aide, and certified nursing assistants. And my tagline is, when you can't do it all, give us a call. Everything is well here. After the hurricane, we survived. And, you know, I'm ready to talk about today's topic. I am ready to talk about today's topic. Throw it back to you, Miss Rhonda.
All right. Awesome. And, you know, and just... for a second, touching on, you know, that hurricane, you know, much love and hugs to all those out there in the Bahamas. Who experienced such devastation and total loss of, you know, their belongings and, you know, are not sure about lives lost yet. But Roz, the work that you do in helping others is truly needed. And we thank you for that work that you're doing.
Yes, ma'am.
Awesome. So let's talk a little bit about about our topic for today. So today we're going to talk about failure. And failure is one of those topics that is always so interesting to me, as I tend to evolve on failure. And I have evolved on what it means to have failure in my own life and how I look at that going forward. It's so interesting that as you think about failure, at least I'll speak for me personally, it sometimes feels like it's the end, right? Mm-hmm. Or this thing that's final. I feel like, oh no, it didn't work. And, you know, now I'm going into a black hole, you know, because it didn't work out the way that I, but in reality, as you're able to step back and look at it, and I start to think, gosh, well, was it really a total failure? You all know I like to talk about myself, so because I feel like that's the best experience that I can share. And so I think about something that was really important to me, and that was my marriage. So being in the marriage for 25 years and then getting divorced, you know, I had to talk myself through all kinds of feelings on failure. Right? Oh no, it didn't last, and now you're a failure, and you should have made it work, and you should have done X, Y, and Z, and all of those things, all of those emotions that come with, at the end of the day, something that just didn't work out the way that you expected it to, right? So we make failure be this big, huge thing, but is it that simple? You know, I don't know, and I'll toss it to you, Roz. Is it as simple as it just didn't work out the way that you expected it to?
Mm-hmm. I think the problem with failure is sometimes it's just the perspective that you will give to it. You know, it depends. I mean, you obviously have plans, you obviously have, you know, goals that you want to reach, but life happens, and that's really the key thing, is to realize that you're not always going to reach your goals at the time that you want. You might reach them, but it's not going to be a linear path, and you have to be able to accept that the fact that you're going to fall in between, but it doesn't mean that it's the end. You still have an opportunity to rectify, to learn. It's not game over. It's not really game over. It's like you said, I mean, you took the example of your marriage. You have to look at things when you've not been able to accomplish what you wanted, to look at it in a different angles, have a different perspective, and really reconcile tie it to your purpose and see if you're still on track to follow your purpose. And that's the most important thing. Have this long-term vision about where you want to go and what you want to accomplish, instead of looking at it from a limited, you know, step, you know, have a timetable about it. So failure is not a game over. I think it's just a way to have another experience and really go deep into understanding your path and really becoming the best you. It's about greatness as well. It's about really going deep inside of you and stepping into your greatness and leaving nothing on the table of life, because that's actually my motto: leave nothing on the table. Whatever happened, whatever the experience, keep going. Because the failure is just an experience that actually help you to redirect your path and lead you to what you want to do.
Wow, I love that. What was it? Leave nothing on the table of life.
The table of life.
Leave nothing on the table of life. That's my motto.
No, I love that.
When I go down and say, okay, you're still alive, leave nothing on the table. What's in it for you, even if you've not been able to accomplish what you wanted?
So that's a great motto. That's a great motto, Marae. And it's really good because, you know, it sounds great. And as you're going through it, you know, you're trying to tell yourself, but, you know, all of those human emotions come into play. And that's where you've got to grab hold and take control of it, Roz. And, you know, so share your thoughts on this topic, because I know it's something that all of us have to deal with in our life on a regular basis, especially as entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I sent you the text last week and I was thinking about failure, I was like, all of us have failed. None of us have not failed. If you know someone who has not failed, please let me know. I want to know what kind of life they're living, because I don't know anyone that hasn't failed. I'm gonna give you an example. The cleaner 409. You know how 409 got its name? Because they failed 409 times.
Mm-hmm. No way.
They failed 409 times. That's how they got their name. But the thing is, they didn't give up. Thomas Edison with the light bulb 10,000 times. Mm-hmm. Every great leader has failed. Every person has failed. But the problem is that we have been trained to handle the goals and the victory. We haven't been trained how to handle the failures. Mm-hmm. We have not been trained how to handle the failure. If you're going through the failure, this is what you have to do. This is what you're going to experience. And as I look back in time, I was never told, and not to knock our parents or our teachers, nobody taught us how to deal with failures, not even in college. Mm-hmm. When I was in college, it was about graduate. You know, it was about, you know, it wasn't about if you didn't finish. I didn't have a choice but to finish, because my life was on the line with my grandmother. If I didn't finish. Okay. There was no such thing as failure with her. Trust me. And, you know, so a lot of us were never taught how to deal with failure. Mm-hmm. None of us were. And so that's why I thought this topic was so important. And so timely, is because I know even when I failed in business, I didn't know what to do to get back on my feet. I had to go out and ask people, okay, I messed up. How do I do this again? How do I do it right? Mm-hmm. That's in business, in personal life. If we have a divorce or for whatever reason, a car accident, a broken leg, something that is stopping us from attaining our goals, we do not have a contingency plan in place for failures. Mm-hmm. We don't. And so we have to, we have these voices in our head that, you know, that's telling us, oh, you're a failure, you'll never make it. But, you know, we could take those voices and remove them and put something in positive. So I wanted to talk about failures because so many of us are on the edge. I want to, I don't want to do my business anymore because I'm not making my money goals. I'm not achieving my goals, and we want to give up so easily. The storm taught me a lesson. Just because the storm comes through, are we supposed to give up? Mm-hmm. Just because you have a storm doesn't mean some people can't even handle a rain shower, much like a category 5 storm. Some of us can't even handle, you know, afternoon showers. Oh my God, it's raining. And come on. The storms, the failures will pull you off focus. The storm is supposed to condition us.
Yeah.
Not pull us off of focus. But that's what I wanted to say about that, because it was so heavy on my heart because of the storm. How many of us don't follow through because of a small storm?
Wow. You know, it's so such powerful words, Roza. And there's a couple things that you mentioned in there. Number one, I got to talk about the grandmoms for a minute, because you cannot be disappointing the grandmoms, because they are just not having it. Listen, I remember it was sort of back in the day, even when it was kind of like someone was picking on me. Right. And I was little, and they're like, well, go stand up for yourself. And I'm like, no, they're bigger than me. And it was like, listen, you go stand up to them, or you go and deal with me. Now, which one you want? I'm like, okay.
Okay. It's clear.
Choice A.
And I think sometimes it comes down to us wanting to be perfect.
Yep.
And this
idea of,
yes, exactly, this idea to, you know, please people and to show that we are perfect and we can actually, I mean, we are a success. Because obviously, I mean, when you look at, you know, on all those social media or traditional media, it's about celebrating success. It's just recently that people just realized that we also have to talk about the journey, which is all the falls that we went through to explain to people that failure is actually the thing that we have to go through to be successful at some point. And it's all those, you know, this series of experiences that we go through that actually make it, you know, the failure and then the success at the end of the road. And it's important for people to understand that, that at the beginning, it's always about failure. And then as you go along, then you can reach success at some point. And that's a key message to put through.
I think it's really important too, and you and Roz are raising some really good points about failure, and that is we have not been taught how to fail. You know, we are. Listen, ladies, I'm not even sure we're taught how to succeed. Mm-hmm. I think we have expectations to succeed, but mm-hmm. I'm not sure anybody really teaches us how to succeed. And, mm-hmm. you know, to an example to my point here is all of our wonderful NBA and NFL players that we have such high expectations. You're going to make it to the big leagues. But do we teach them how mm-hmm. to be successful when they get to the big leagues? They are doing it often on raw talent alone. And then 5 years after they leave these multi-million-dollar careers, they're broke. Mm-hmm. You know, that's huge. And that's statistically relevant that they all end up, you know, without money. How is that possible? Because they haven't been, the groundwork hasn't been laid. The fertilizer hasn't been put down. The soil hasn't been prepared. You know, I think success and failure are like, you know, your garden, right? You got to tend mm-hmm. to it. You got to be prepared mm-hmm. for the rain. Rod says some people can't even handle a rainstorm. Listen. Roz, and those are the people that you see constantly spinning.
Exactly. Right?
They're constantly spinning. In fact, their entire life often feels like a rainstorm that's difficult to handle because they haven't learned those basics. And so when we're talking about failure, I want you ladies to talk about this. So many times, and you just touched on it, Marae, we are not wanting to disappoint someone else, mm-hmm. right? A lot of times when, if it was just me and it didn't work, I'd be thinking, oh, okay, well, you know, I'll just move on to the next thing. But because there are all of these eyes, there's all of these expectations that weigh really heavy, people that you love, people that you don't love, people that you don't even care about, all of a sudden you're worried about what they're going to view, what they're going to think of you if you failed, right?
It's about the ego as well. I mean, I think, you know, because you really want to portray yourself to people as perfect as you can, as somebody who always, you know, do things right, and not really accept that you, at the end of the day, you are a human being. You have flaws, and there are things that you're not gonna do well, and it is okay to be, you know, to be wrong, and it is okay to say that I don't know, and that's sometimes the key issue. Our ego stepped in, and we really want to show just the perfect image of who we are, and it actually creates a lot of problem inside ourselves because it's a battle all the time. To manage this failure, because we don't know how to accept it. We don't know how to go about it, and like you said, I mean the education system is not, you know, helping us, because those are not the things that we learn at school. And sometimes even in the family environment, I mean our parents, they don't know better. So they're also learning through us, and it's really a random journey for everybody. But at the end of the day, I think the key message is that it's okay. It's okay to fail. You might feel uncomfortable, but try to learn the lesson and try to say, okay, I'm challenged today. What can I take from it? and really focus on the positive side and keep going, because that's the game to play. Keep going until you reach the final point where you want to be.
Absolutely. Like Roz says, right? 409, Roz. I had no idea that's where their name came from that cleaning brand, 409. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Very awesome. Yeah.
And you know, the other thing, just like you guys are saying, if we sit down and look at, okay, if there's a cycle going on with the failure part, if something keeps happening, let's say, for instance, I'm just going to throw this out as an example. If someone has been married 5 times, you need to look at self. You don't look at the other person. If a man has been married 5 times, then a man need to look at himself. If a woman's been married 5 times, she need to look at her. There's something going on with that particular person, you know? And the same thing in business. Just like I failed the first time, I said, okay, I didn't do something right. Ask for help. What's wrong with asking for help to get by that, you know, in the African-American community, you know, we're like, you know, whatever goes on this house stays in this house. We don't go out and ask for help. We don't get psychological help. We don't, those days are over. Mm-hmm. Whether it's business, whether it's personal, whatever it is, whether you hit your targets, your goals, or whether you fail, you got to have help to win. You got to have help to recover. I'm going to give a perfect example. The hurricane in the Bahamas, they got to have help to recover. They got to ask for help. They got a problem going on there. It's not that they failed. It's just that the hurricane came through. Something unexpected came through. And that's what happens with failure. Sometimes things unexpected happen, and you got to ask for help. Mm-hmm. You can't do it by, I don't care anything you do in your life, you got to ask for help. Mm-hmm.
I love
to start that.
That
process over that. Again. I'm sorry, Rhonda. Go ahead. I'm going on a tangent. I'm sorry.
No. I was just going to say, and, you know, we can keep that going, because I do think that, especially as entrepreneurs and people that are trying to make a difference in not only your own life, but the lives of others. And I believe that that's really what entrepreneurship is about. It's about you think you have something to offer and to share with others that can help them in some way. And we want so badly to do that and to help others that, you know, it feels devastating sometimes for us when it doesn't work out as planned. But what should we be teaching entrepreneurs? How should we be preparing not only entrepreneurs, but you could be a new mother, right? There's no book on how to be, quote, the best mother. Everybody out there has an opinion on what it means to be a great mother. But you know what they say about opinions? I'm not going to say it because it's probably not the nicest thing. But, you know, they everybody has an opinion on how you should raise your children,
exactly.
How you should live your life, what it means to be successful. And especially on social media. Listen, I love social media like the next person. But, oh, my gosh, everybody is now an expert in everybody else's life. And at the end of the day, I just want to say to people, hey, let's lift each other up, right? Because as you said, Roz, success is not a solo sport. It is not a solo sport. You got to be a team player and figure out where you need help. So what should we be telling people to prepare them? We said our parents didn't prepare us. They didn't really know how to prepare you for failure. Or sometimes success too. You know, how do we start to break that cycle? What should we be preparing people for?
I think the first step is to reach out, like Rose was saying, try to find those forums, those people who actually went through, you know, failure, went through a certain experience, and learn from them, and even involve them in what we're trying to accomplish. That's the first thing to do. And we also have to remember ourselves, especially as entrepreneur, that entrepreneurship is about solving problems. So if we don't have failures, if we don't have challenges, there's no entrepreneurship as well. So that's what people have to understand, is that at the end of the day, when we start, it's to help somebody, is to solve a problem. And that's how we start as entrepreneurs. So we we are ready to go. We have to be ready to go through those failures to be able to be at the end a successful entrepreneur. And sometimes I think entrepreneurs are not doing enough to share their journey and especially mm-hmm. challenges that they go through, so that other entrepreneurs can learn from it. They tend to just share the last part, which is the successful part. So as a young entrepreneur or as somebody who just come into entrepreneurship, you think that everything is going to be really cool and good. And by the time you realize, you fell like I don't know how many times. So that's... And you start to ask yourself if you're actually on the right path. So that's that's something to know, you know. And I think we all went through it. I mean, we started an adventure, and then it went completely wrong. And we've learned from our mistake. We've talked to coaches and mentors to be able to come back to the right track. And at the end, those failures and challenges were actually blessing in disguise, because it actually helped us to grow and to become better. You know?
So. Absolutely. Absolutely. Raj, but what should we tell those folks out there to help them prepare for this failure?
Mm-hmm. One of the things I want to say is that we don't become an expert in a subject until we fail.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We don't become an expert in the subject until we fail. And what I'm saying is that I didn't become an expert in the caregiving and in the business until I failed in some things that now I can share it with others. Mm-hmm. We have to understand that our failures are not for us. They're for someone else. It's to mm-hmm. help someone else that they don't have to go on this same long journey like I did. That it won't take you 10 years. It may take you 3. It may take you 5. Mm-hmm. But you know, we ask other people for help is because they've already gone through what we've gone through. We go to a coach, we go to a mentor, we go to Big Mama, we go to Pookie and them, whoever our business bestie is. We go to these people because there's a gap, there's a problem, mm-hmm. and we know we need help. The whole thing is you have to understand that everybody has failed. How mm-hmm. we handle failure, how we come out of failure, is the part that where we're helping other people, how we handle it. So, you know, we have to write down the steps, you know, where I went wrong. I know where I went wrong in my business. So now I'm able to help other people. I know where I went wrong as a caregiver when I first started, when I didn't have a license and was caregiving and not doing the right thing. I had to go out and get my nursing license and all this. Mm-hmm. All of this is not only to help us, but then to help somebody else. I can't help you if I've never been down that road, been down that journey. I can't tell you how to get, you know, take I-20 over to Texas if I've never been on I-20.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
You know, I'm just saying, you know, so, you know, the whole thing is how we go through the failure. Mm-hmm. Are we going to be a victim? Mm-hmm. Or are we going to walk in victory?
Wow.
The failures can victimize you. They can set you back. They can set you in anxiety, and you can be taking all the pills that you want to take. Or you can make the decision and say, I'm not going to allow this to set me into depression, weight gain, anxiety, high blood pressure, you know, all this other stuff. Failure, if you can get the mind part, you know, win the mind part of failure, everything else is going to come. But the mindset, part of it is the mindset, and the other part is making sure that you have the resources and the steps in place to get past that failure. And I'm done.
Mm-hmm. No, I love that, because it's almost a recipe card for, you know, for managing failure. And I think a lot of it starts, like you said, Raza, in the mindset, right? Everything always seems to begin there. And this is where the work that I do in emotional intelligence is always so, I think it's so gratifying to help people really get the mindset part of it. If you get the mindset part, it's almost like the world opens up and there's nothing you can do, and failure is just another day at the office, and you're like, okay, that didn't work. So, you know, moving on to the next thing. Right. Mm-hmm. But it is an ego management, right? You've got to manage your ego, because if you don't manage your ego, number one, you're going to be hiding your failures. You're not going to want anybody to know. So you're not going to seek out a coach. You're not going to get that mentor, because you don't want anybody to know. You're so busy sometimes putting on the front, trying to make things look better than they are, that you actually miss the true lessons and the true opportunities. So managing that ego, I think, is a big part of it. And then just being transparent, even with yourself, to say, you know what, this is not going well. Hello, note to self, this is not going well. And I need to do something different here.
Help!
I need to reach out, right? I need to talk to somebody. What is it? Who you gonna call? Not Ghostbusters, because they ain't gonna help you. But you can call some other people, right?
That's it.
You can call some coaches and some mentors and some folks like you all have been saying. And then I think one more thing that we should tell, whether it's new parents, entrepreneurs, that failure is not about if, it is about when, right? It's not about if, it's about when. It's coming. It doesn't always mean it's a huge, large-scale failure. It could be something small that didn't work. You know, you could blow $100,000 on a marketing advertising campaign for your business that yields zero results. And you feel like, oh my gosh, that's the worst thing in the world. How am I going to recover? I just lost $100,000. But you know what? That's another lesson learned, right? So I think that's the opportunity that we all have, is just to lean into our failures a little bit more, embrace those, and take the lessons that come from them. So we're going to start to wrap up a little bit, but just give me your final thoughts on what you would like to share for anyone else out there who might be dealing with failure in their own life, who may want to start a business but may be hesitant because they think they may fail. What final words would you share with them? Marae, we'll start with you.
Actually, it's about everything that we've been talking about in this coffee table. I mean, we've talked about decision making. We've talked about leading ourselves first. So I think failure starts there. It starts with the mindset and making the decision that whatever's going to happen, we're going to keep going. We're going to reach out for help. We're gonna learn in the process and take it forward and be positive about whatever experience that we're gonna go through. So I think for me, the message that I want to leave here is really to say that failure doesn't mean that it's the game is over. I mean, you still have an opportunity to try again, and this time with some experience. Because at the end of the day, when you fail, you gain an experience, you learn, and you try another way. I mean, because you fail, so you try something else, and it's important to have an open mind, to have this diversity of thoughts and this diversity of of network or option to go to. To be able to go to the next step and then get ready to the next failure until you get to your final point. So I think that's really the message that I want to leave here to anybody who's listening, and for entrepreneur, get ready, because it's not a linear path. Learn from other experienced entrepreneur, reach out to them. Educate yourself. And be strong, take action, because at the end of the day, you need to take action. Even if it's the wrong one, you've got to learn something from it.
I love that. You know, Lisa is out there watching, and she says, I have been failing for years now. Neither decisions I make or decisions I don't make a difference. And that's an interesting comment, Lisa. And I think that there's obviously more to that conversation. I would definitely recommend that you talk with your mentors and your coaches, because the goal is not to live in a perpetual state of failure, right?
We
don't want to do that, because that is draining on the psyche. You know, at some point you get tired and you start to feel worn down and beat down. So what I tell my clients is, you only need to start changing up your decision making to take one small step forward, right? Mm-hmm. One small step at a time. And then before you know it, then you've got a little bit of pace going. And then mm-hmm. you're building up a little mental of steam and a little bit of momentum. But if your decisions are not making a difference, then I would definitely encourage you to reach out. We want to see you succeed. So thanks Absolutely. For your comment out there. We definitely appreciate you watching. We actually just shared the video if you think someone else might out there might find it beneficial and valuable. And Lisa, you put your comment, but you didn't tell me what was in your cup. So I put your cup out there too. And thanks for your comment. So Roz, your final comments?
My final comment is that similar to what we've already been talking about, failure is not the end. Sometimes failure can be a beginning. Failure can be a new beginning, an opportunity. So I don't want you, you know, as we have been saying, we don't want you to look at it as the end. And I was thinking about what Lisa said, with our decisions. Yeah. When we fail, we can decide to stay in that, or we can decide to move forward.
Right.
So, you know, I agree, you know, with what she says, but also too, when you fail, don't procrastinate in your failure. Don't sit in it. Don't say, it's just going to pass on by. I'm not going to do anything about it. You have to take a step. You have to take an action when you recover. You cannot heal if you don't have a process. Mm-hmm. You cannot move forward without a process. So I just wanted to say, failure is not the end. A lot of times it's the beginning to something better.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Lisa Beth is out there. Lisa Beth is watching and she says, amen, mindset matters. Listen to motivational speakers and leaders makes a difference. Absolutely. Yes.
Exactly.
You know, on our favorite, you know, Les Brown video or Tony Robbins or whoever we love to listen to get us up so that we can recover. It's a part of that process, Roz, I think that mm-hmm. you mentioned. And, you know, in your recovery and helping you to not stay stuck in that failure. So failure is just another opportunity. You learned a lesson. There was some sort of something in there. Even if all you learned is that that wasn't the path or that you know, wasn't the way, or, you know, even if that is it, that is still an amazing lesson because you would not have learned that had you tried it, right? And so everything is contributing to your ability to live the wonderful and amazing life. And I think that's what all of this is about. What is this life about? I've been here in Cabo like all week. And the reason that I'm sharing my visits and my stories is not so that I can say to people, oh, here I'm in Cabo, but it's so that I can say to women, listen, do you have fun, do whatever you need to do to live your most amazing life. It's yours, right? And if you don't do everything you can to love it and enjoy it, how can you expect others to fix that for you?
Exactly.
So, yes, I'm here alone. I've been joking about my singleness. I don't know if you all saw my post. I found my little Mexican amigo. I think I found my new man. Now, granted, he doesn't move and he doesn't talk, and that's probably okay for me. I've been looking for my Prince Charming, and who knew I was going to see him, find him posted up on the bench here in Cabo. So there you go.
You're a mess.
Everybody out there, this has been another great show. For, you know, the reason I started Coffee with Rhonda is because I feel like I've been in leadership roles for many, many years, and people only get to see one side of us. Right. They only get to see that side of us where we are, you know, at the desk, in the office or whatever. I wanted people and leaders and moms and people to be able to just come to the table and have a conversation just as people. Right. Just as human beings to be able to come and say, wow, here's some things that we're all dealing with in our life. And so that is the purpose of this conversation. And so I hope that everyone out there has taken something away from this conversation. Murray and Roz, you guys rock as normal. Thanks for hanging out with me. I know you get ready to go to bed. Murray's like, I ain't got nothing in my cup. I got water. I'm going to
I have my water, yes.
My cup is inside. My cup is inside, but it had tea in it. Yeah, I did have a cup this morning. Not as big as Rhonda's, but I had a cup.
I know, this is my soup bowl. I found the soup bowl here in Mexico. Is this thing huge or what?
It is huge.
But I love the little saying on it, so you You guys are amazing. Everybody out there, thanks so much for tuning in. If you enjoyed the conversation, please share the video. Don't forget to like it. And don't forget to comment. Tell us your thoughts on failure and let us know what's in your cup. Everybody have an amazing rest of your day. Bye from Cabo.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing your table. Bye.